Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Have it all set, cocked, and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. And thank you, Genesis Communications Network, for hosting USA Prepares for all these years. I really mean that. Genesis Communications Network is the best of the best of the best, period. Kyle's with us. I can't imagine what Kyle might want to talk about today. I can't imagine.
Well, I'll tell you, Vince, I went ahead and put the seatbelt on my recliner here, so I'm ready to go. But
I think, you know, Kyle, I was on the air this week, and you called, and you got a message through to Mrs. Finelli. I was on the air, and you were talking about a Ford truck, and I couldn't figure out if this was, you know, a joke or it was real. But Ford has joined Bud Light, the drag queen of beers. And so Target, or Targay, has joined Bud, the drag queen of beers. And North Face has joined Bud, the drag queen of beers. And they're all proudly sponsoring and endorsing and working with the transgenders, the lesbians, the homosexuals, the gays. They're all just beaming with pride.
It is so prevalent now, Vince, that it's like, I saw a YouTube video the other day, and this guy was talking about why would these corporations, knowing that it's going to cost them huge amounts of money, why would they be doing this? And it went back to this kind of a world, this diabolical organization somehow that gives these corporations scores based on how inclusive they are. And I don't remember, I just caught it one time and I meant to go back and rewatch it, but I didn't because it was hard to handle just the first time around. But I know that Transheiser-Busch is saying that they are still stunned at how much money they are losing. And I hope they go plumb out of business as well as Target. I mean, I can't believe people still shop at Target. I mean, they were the ones that created the trans bathrooms and allowing men to go into women's bathrooms. And I think they should put them completely out of business. As far as I'm concerned, they can't go out of business fast enough.
Well, you know, I don't believe my vote counts as in the presidential selection. I don't believe my vote counts at Laclede Electric Cooperative. I don't believe my vote counts in a lot of different ways. However, my vote does count with my wallet. So, Anheuser-Busch, it's not just the Bud Light group. It's Anheuser-Busch. And the CEO of Anheuser-Busch, he could have fixed this immediately, and it would be very, very simple. All he had to say was, you know what? We hired the wrong gal. We hired the wrong guy. And they went off on this tangent. They convinced us that this was a good thing. They convinced us to set the image out that our Bud Light was too fratty, as in fraternal organizations. And the fraternities are someone or groups that we, and I, by the way, I was the president of a fraternity. So I understand this. And if you want to know, it's Tau Kappa Epsilon. So they alienated themselves from a group of customers that made no sense to alienate themselves from. Okay, fraternities, sororities. And the CEO could have said, you know what, we made a huge mistake, absolutely huge, and here's what we've done to rectify it. We have fired the entire Bud Light management team in marketing. We fired them because they were all involved in the promotion of this sick agenda. So we fired them, and as a way of saying we're sorry, we're going to reduce the price of Bud Light by 50% for this whole year. Had they done that, they would not have had the backlash, I believe. But the president, the CEO, did not do that. He hid. He hid from it for a couple of weeks, expecting that this was going to blow away. And he said that he didn't know about it, and the board didn't know about it. Nobody knew about it. It really wasn't. They claimed that this wasn't even an advertising campaign. This was just a one-of event that took off on social media and damaged Budweiser. And it's huge. But they could have fixed it. But they didn't. They did. So other companies are now facing this Bud Light style boycott. The latest one is North Face, the clothing company. I don't know if you've seen this, class, but there's a commercial that's, it's, you can watch it on Daily Mail. It's unbelievable. It's this guy dressed up as a girl. He's got all the colors on. He's got red hair. He's got big earrings. And he's like in a mini skirt. And it's got the red, the blue, the yellow, the green, the orange. And he is saying he's a real life homosexual. He's got a mustache, lipstick, fake eyebrows, a headband. And he's wearing these booty things, and he's dancing around, and he's saying, come out, come out, come out, come out in nature, come out in nature. It's the summer of pride. And this guy is dancing around, he's saying, we're coming for you. And they are. They are coming for us. So
you're exactly right.
Yep. And so there are now, so North Face, and that's a clothing company that many people respected as a quality clothing company. I have a feeling they're going to have the same backlash as Budweiser and also Target. Target, the CEO thinks that this homosexual agenda, this trans agenda, this lesbian agenda, the queer agenda, whatever you want to call it, buys, whatever you want to call them, the CEOs seem to think it's okay. And they are being punished by the lack of sales. So Target has moved from the front of the store for celebration of Gay Pride Month, the clothing line that has this extra wide crotch for women's one-piece bathing suits. The idea, and they say it's like tuck friendly, T-U-C-K. And that way a male could kind of fit inside a women's bathing suit in the crotch area. And women's bathing suits aren't, you know, one-piece suits aren't made for that because women don't have the same equipment that men have. So what Target's supplier has done is made these tuck, T-U-C-K, friendly bathing suits. So they're all excited about this. And this is encouraging, enhancing, endorsing perversion. That's what this is. When I was a child, no guy in his right mind would wear a girl's bathing suit. No guy would even consider it. But here, we've got CEOs of corporations who are supporting it. And so what do we, as the moral majority do? We stop buying at Target. We stop buying Bud Light. We stop shopping at for clothes that have the North Face brand and other companies that endorse, support, and condone this sick behavior. We stop spending our money there, and that's the only way they're going to realize that they've made a huge mistake, and they won't do it again. And what will happen in the future is CEOs, when they get together for cocktails, will say, "Oh man, remember, don't do that. Remember what happened to Bud Light? Don't do that." The CEOs all these CEOs ought to be fired by the board of directors. Every single one of them who supports this agenda, fire them all. They don't need to be making millions of dollars in compensation per year. They don't need it. They're destroying their own brands with their own stupidity. Kyle?
Yeah, you know, have you noticed, Vince, that Bud Light's now tried to, you know, they tried to come out with their owner saying, you know, "I'm a veteran and we're part of the heart of America." And they've even teamed up with there was some kind of a coalition between them and Harley Davidson. And I thought, my goodness, if I was Harley Davidson, I would be jumping that ship so fast it'd make their head spin. I wouldn't. Yeah, and Anheuser-Busch, people need to find out all of the different brands that Anheuser-Busch owns and don't buy any of them. I mean, let those. They say they're okay. Only losing 25%, you know.
But, yeah, well, okay, that's a really good point. So Anheuser-Busch is owned by a company called InBev, I-N-B-E-V. Okay, so InBev is a global brand. It's global, and it is not an American brand. It is not an American brand. I believe it's from Belgium, but I'll tell you in a few minutes. I'm going to look that up. But so there are over about 400 brands as of 2017 or more. Now, I think there's 630 beer brands that InBev owns. They're number one. They're the biggest. So let me just share with you some of the InBev brands. Budweiser. Now, of course, that's Bud Dry, Bud Extra, Bud Lime, Budweiser Black Crown, Bud Light. Okay. All of the Buds. Busch and Busch Light. And in Europe, Beck's beer. And I'm going to skip a whole bunch of these. Let's see. Dutch Gold. There is Jupiter. That's in Belgium. There's hundreds of these. I'm trying. Just they're in Asia, in the Pacific. Blue Girl. Cascade, Cass. In the Americas, there's 10 Barrel Brewing, 9/11 Dominican Republic, Aguila, Keith's, Andes, Antarctica, Blue Point. Let's see. Of course, there's the Bud, and then there's the there's Brazilian beers that they own them too. Just going down. This is a huge list. Corona. I'm sorry to say, boys and girls, Corona. That's one of them, too. Carling Black Label. I used to love Carling Black Label.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're talking about the assault on the moral values of those of us in America who still have some. And Corona, so this AB InBev organization, and the parent company owns Corona, Modelo, Natural Light. And then there's Stella Artois, another one, Löwenbräu. Then, let's see, I'm reading down this list. Skoll, that's United Kingdom, S-K-O-L, Spaten, St. Pauli Girl, White Bread, it's a UK brand. There are a whole bunch of Chinese brands or labels. And then there's Johnny Appleseed. And let's see, Landshark, Michelob. You're going to be hard pressed to find a beer that these guys don't own. Mill Street Brewery in Canada. So a Schooner Lager, Spikes, and Wicked Weed in USA. So you're going to be very hard pressed to find a beer that these guys don't own. So what you can do is you can type in AB space InBev, I-N-B-E-V, comma brands, B-R-A-N-D-S. And you can see for yourself who they own. So do you have to drink beer? I don't think so. You know, you might want to brew your own, and you can do that. So as far as supporting a company like Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch, which used to be an American institution, which was taken over and destroyed, and the sales were falling in Bud Light. So they hired a gal to fix that. And she destroyed the company. It's like, what's the best way to destroy a brand? Well, now we know. This is the best way to do it. And a lot of us aren't standing for it. And then, Kyle, so you called Mrs. Finelli when I was on the air, and you're talking about a Ford truck, a Ford Rainbow pickup truck, one of the most iconic labels in American trucks, Ford. And they've got a rainbow truck, an LGBTQ truck. You want to talk about that? I didn't know if that was real or not. It looks like it's a real thing.
It is a real thing, yeah. I guess they're only selling it in the UK right now. After what happened to Bud Light, I would be thinking that they'd be afraid to bring that over here, you know, because they're already struggling with trying to make these, you know, the stupid electric stuff, you know, that don't work. I just really wanted to bring that up to Bert, because I know he had that hybrid Ford Fusion, you know, and I think he's driving a Mazda, he said now, but I just thought, you know, anybody that owns, and I've got friends of mine that are real Ford guys, you know, and so it just, it provides a lot of ammo for fun, you know. it makes me wonder, you know, about them, and like I said, I've always wondered about them anyway, but you know, Vince, I've, on another note, though, have you seen how the news is trying to break into the comedy realm? Have you noticed that?
You know, I don't have, we have screens, but we don't watch television here at the farmhouse, and have not for decades. We just don't watch television. We really don't.
Well, I'm actually talking about like radio. They were staying on the last news thing that come up there that, you know, the economy is growing at a robust 1.3%, and it's been revised upwards. I heard that somebody bought a whole truckload of lumber, and that revised the whole economy. You know, and so they had to keep revising these numbers upward, and that nobody seems to put two and two together with the fact that, you know, there's still 5.5 or whatever percent inflation. So we're going in the hole at about 3.7% using their numbers, and nobody can seem to put these two together.
Many years ago, I was coming in the driveway in the truck with Mrs. Finelli. And I just looked at her with a very straight face, and I said, you know what, I got it figured out. Here's what we need to do. We need to borrow more money. So why don't we just borrow some more money? If we borrow more money, we can solve our problems. And if that's not enough, we'll just borrow some more. Now, we don't borrow money, you know, so I was just kidding her. And that's what's happened in the United States. We keep borrowing, and borrowing to pay what we owe.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. After filing paperwork yesterday with the Federal Election Commission, GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis went onto Twitter with Elon Musk to make the announcement when the platform broke. Late last night, DeSantis appeared on Fox News.
No more excuses. We've got to get this one done. And anybody that's so inclined to help us, I would love to have your support at rondesantis.com. If you make a donation, maybe we can break that part of the internet as well.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he is sending his negotiators to the White House, and he anticipated a breakthrough on a deal to cut spending and raise the debt limit. McCarthy did acknowledge his negotiations were still far apart when it comes to cutting spending. Democrat lawmakers are putting the blame on McCarthy and the Republicans for the talks not bearing any results so far. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Thursday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh God, you're take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, I spent last evening trying to update Hip Camp so that you could book in camp for free. It won't let me. I tried giving a 100% discount for camping. It won't let me do it. I tried saying, okay, camp at $0.00. It won't let me do that. So the only way that you'll be able to reserve, and we have some reservations already, but if you'd like to camp with us at no charge, no charge for the camping spots, that would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days, Memorial Day. If you would like to camp, just send me an email. instructor@usaprepares.com, and I'll make it happen. So you may camp here for free in observance of those who have died, in remembering those who have died in America's wars. That's Memorial Day. So it's not just Memorial Day. It's Friday, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which is Memorial Day observed. So we just heard the bottom of the hour news, and Ron DeSantis in his own voice is saying that, I'm paraphrasing, give to Ron DeSantis. He wants to become president. He's working with Elon Musk. And now think about that. Here we've got a guy, Elon Musk, who is, in my opinion, destroying the planet. He's putting up satellites, thousands of satellites. They fall down, burn up in the atmosphere, or they land on the ground. He's drilling holes through the atmosphere that we need to breathe. He's littering the skies with satellites that are not necessary. He's drilling holes in the ground to get there faster, not necessary. He wants to fly to Europe in a couple of hours. It's not necessary. Spending more of the Earth's resources that we all share so that some can get there faster or see more or download information faster. None of it is necessary, and I believe he is the most dangerous person on the planet. That's my opinion, and so far I'm still allowed to have it. So we've got Ron DeSantis saying, give me your money so he can become president, and he's partnering with Elon Musk. Does that make any sense? Or are we looking at the evil of a bunch of lessers? You know, they used to say the lesser of two evils. I have to say the evil of two lessers. So none of this makes any sense to me. We don't have a viable candidate. We don't have a decent candidate. If we did, that candidate for president of the United States would say something like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're in a lot of trouble. Let's stop these wars. We have to stop blowing up our own home, our own planet. We got to stop this. No more wars. By the way, we're running out of everything. So we're going to have to be much smarter about what we consume. No overpackaging. Companies that overpackage, we will regulate you out of business. There's no need for these great big puffed up boxes with little tiny toys inside. There's no need for that. There is no need for going to restaurants and throwing out so much garbage because the food that you buy is wrapped in bags, boxes, tubes, cups, and lids and straws. Not necessary. Throwing out all of this trash, filling up our landfills. Not necessary. You want to go out to eat? Fine. But you got to eat it there. If you don't like that, bring it from home. And these bottles and cans that we throw out, the aluminum bottles, the aluminum cans, recycling isn't everywhere. In some places where you think you're recycling, you wash out the bottles and you separate the brown ones from the green ones from the clear ones, and you put them in these different containers, and then they go to the landfill. Or they get crushed. And the best use of them right now is probably using it as filler for roads. And so if you look at black roads, you see sparkly things. That's crushed glass. We need to reduce, recycle, and reuse. And the big one is reduce, reduce, reduce. That's what we need to do. So instead of more power plants and more power lines and more use of the grid, we need to cut the grid use in half. And we need to get our allies in other countries to do the same thing. That's what we need to do. So, is the outlook good? No. Not in my opinion. I think we're doomed. I think we're doomed from the same thing I've been saying for 12 years. The sum of all individual greed combined with the sum of all individual stupidity. Kyle, back to you.
Well, I completely agree, Vince. You know, you were speaking about the wasted food. I'll never forget. My grandpa told me one time there was a restaurant that had a little space on. It wasn't on Main Street. It was like on, you know, it would be like 4th or 5th Avenue on the little town that he lived. It wasn't on the main drag there. And about 100 yards from the back of this restaurant, the old boy raised about 10 pigs. And he raised his own pigs back there. And anything that wasn't eaten in the restaurant was taken out back. One of the guy's jobs there was to take that food that people didn't eat and take it back there and feed it to the pigs. And so, in a sense, he was recycling, you know, and then creating the bacon himself, because he would butcher all of it himself and cure it and smoke it and But, I mean, he didn't raise chickens or anything, but my grandpa said he'll never forget that one time he was riding on his bicycle in back of this guy's little restaurant and noticed that the guy coming out of the back of the restaurant and carrying it, like he said, about 150 feet, 200 feet, something like that. He said in back, or no, it was yards, 100 yards or so in back of the place there. A guy owned about four lots. And anyway, he would carry it back there and feed the pigs. But you know something, Vince, too, the other thing that just hit me was, you know, this InBev you were talking about that owns all of these beer brands. I'm wondering if they are pushing this queer agenda in the rest of those brands in any of the other countries, or if they're just targeting America and trying to destroy this country. And if so, then you can know, like that email you sent us, my wife, about all of the Illuminati and these multi-billion-dollar families, you know, the 13 families that control the world. It just kind of goes back to a company like InBev that you can bet is owned by these people. And what do they care if one of their brands out of 600 all over the world suffers some loss? You know, they're going to wind up doing it, making it look bad here, but it's not going to put that company out of business. You know, people need to do the research. And like you said, you know, go back. Buy a locally brewed beer if you want beer, you know. Buy some, buy Coors, buy some. I don't know. I don't drink beer pretty much, hardly ever. And then once in a while I have a glass of wine or something, but it's so rare I can't even hardly remember the last time that happened. But, anyway, if you're going to drink beer, at least make sure that it doesn't come from that company. We have to stand up. We have to develop the moral fiber, and we're going to have to develop it because I don't think we have it anymore. People are going to have to choose to have the moral fiber to pay a price for standing for what's right and for standing what's wrong.
And here's one of the prices they don't have to pay. You don't have to contribute to any political campaign. Save your money.
Right.
What good has that done? What good has it done standing for the Democrat Party? What good has it done standing for the Republican Party? You know, the guy who used to be president, who's now fighting in courts for his financial life, that guy with the big hair, he was going to drain the swamp. Remember that? I think he found out that he's outnumbered, outgunned, outspent, even though he is an alleged billionaire. He's outgunned by the hidden team that's running everything. And so InBev, I-N-B-E-V, who are they? Well, they are, as I said, they're a company from Belgium. Okay, they're a foreign company. And they have global functional management offices in New York City. And New York City is the office that came out with this splashy guy in the tub, dressed in a girl's clothing, splashing around and swinging his hips and trying to pretend he's a girl. That guy, the guy that is destroying Bud Light, that guy. Okay, so that company, InBev, has an office in New York City, and that's where this marketing campaign came from for that transsexual. And they have, so they've got a management office in New York, regional headquarters in Sao Paulo, London, St. Louis, that would be in Missouri, Mexico City, Bremen, and Johannesburg, and other places. They have about 630 brands in 150 countries. Let me say it a different way. Approximately 630 brands, which is what I said previously in this hour, in 150 countries. So what Kyle said is absolutely right. So they're taking a hit in the Bud Light department, but they've got 600 and, let's say, 29 other brands. So that's a really good point that you brought up. But you don't have to buy any of those. You don't have to buy Michelob. You don't have to buy any of their brands. Not one. It's not necessary. And, you know, really, you don't even need to drink beer. And they've got this guy, they brought in a new guy, and he's handling the public relations, social media, and sales backlash. His name is Michael Dukaris. And here's a guy, he's got, he doesn't have a white shirt on. He's got, like, kind of a patterned shirt. He's got open collar, no tie, and it looks like he didn't shave for a couple days. Not growing a beard. He's not there, and he's not clean-shaven. He's kind of scruffy-looking. And I think there's something wrong with people at, in corporate leadership positions who are scruffy-looking. I mean, I shave every day. Now, if I didn't shave for 3 days, I'd probably look like this guy. But I make it a point to shave. Now, I don't have anything, I don't have a problem with beards at all. I don't have a problem with it. But that's a beard. Okay, this guy is unkempt. And I don't trust people who look like that in corporate. I don't want somebody who is unkempt in my food. I don't want that. Because that shows me, it's kind of like when I was learning about the corporate world. And I learned that if you wear a lot of jewelry, you're probably not the person that's going to get hired. So if you're a girl, you can wear earrings. You have two. Not five. Two. And you can wear a necklace, and you can wear one ring. That's it, period. If you have six bracelets on, two necklaces, and a ladder of earrings going up your ears, you're probably not going to get the job. They also, you know, I read this in the New York Times many, many, many decades ago, that people who wear loafers, which have now been replaced by flip-flops, are lazy. Lazy. So if you look at my footwear, it's still every piece of my footwear has laces. Not fake laces, not those elastic things that look like laces. No, 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 no. I actually have to bend over and tie these things. My boots and my shoes and my sneakers. Laces. So it's a sign of not being lazy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Kyle's with us, and, you know, this is really serious class. We're talking about the moral decay of the greatest country in the history of our planet. David in California, welcome.
Oh, how are you, Vincent? When you're talking about moral decay, there's also financial decay, right?
Absolutely.
You're aware that the U.S. dollar is what's called the base currency for the world.
Yeah, that we're about ready to lose it. Right, that's right.
Right. The Saudis are trying to now sell oil using some other currency except for the U.S. dollar. And coincidentally, at the same time, the Republicans in the House of Representatives, with this debt ceiling scam that they're trying to pull, they're trying to ruin the reputation of the U.S. dollar. They're trying to ruin the credit rating of America and make it more likely that nobody would want to deal with the U.S. dollar.
Hold on. When you say they're trying to ruin the reputation, are you talking about by flooding the market with more currency to dilute the value, which is called inflation? Are you talking about not doing that? Are you saying that we should or should not raise the debt ceiling?
Well, the scam of the debt ceiling is that the big number that they keep touting is the total number that America has spent since 1770, probably 1789, not 1776. When the Constitution was ratified in 1789, the total number that these fake Republicans, these fake conservatives are touting is that number. And if America's got 50 years left or 150 or 1,000 years left, then of course that number's going to go up. So, you know, this whole phony business about America can't spend any more money, that's saying that America is through and done and that, you know, we can't authorize ourselves to grow anymore.
Okay, well,
so, you know, they're phonies and...
Hang on for just a second.
Go ahead.
So, the way I see it, if we have to borrow funds to pay for what we borrowed, and we have to borrow more funds to keep paying. And that's what's happening because the Federal Reserve keeps printing, in quotes, more and more currency. So this is a system that cannot stop until it collapses.
Well, if you don't believe in making the rich pay taxes, then of course that system would fail, right?
No, I believe
you know the rich basically quickly, the amount of, you remember the very first thing that Trump did when he came into office 5 years ago was to give the biggest tax break in the history of the world to the super rich, and that they don't need to pay taxes anymore, right? So the little people are supposed to buy, pay for everything. And they pretended that that was a conservative issue, when in fact it had nothing to do with American principles. You're familiar with what happened in the real Tea Party of, 1775? The argument back then was the king was taking the taxes. The taxes that were supposed to be used to build roads and bridges and town, town squares and public buildings, and he was taking all that money over to London and having a party with it. And that the revolutionaries of 1776 were furious at the idea that the taxes were being wasted on a fake king. And in this case, that now we've gotten to the point where the super rich are not patriotic. They don't want to help build roads and bridges and airports and ports and locks and dams and all of the infrastructure of America. They don't want schools. They want privatized schools. They want everything to be on a cash by cash basis with some phony company owning the schools, or some phony company owning the water system, or some phony company owning the sewage system.
And the prisons.
Right, yeah, and so the big business wants to own America and then turn us into basically cash cows who are never going to get paid enough to live. They're going to create the company store. That's the standard BS that's been spewed that actually was going on in the 13 colonies. And the 1776 revolutionaries were fighting that. Mm-hmm. Now we've got a pack of liars, liars on the Supreme Court, pretending that taking bribes is allowable, pretending that corporations don't need to be patriotic and look out for America, that there doesn't need to be regulation on poisons or dangerous products in the market. They basically are pretending that they can own our lives and that we have no say in it.
And they're getting their way. They are literally getting their way, because all they have to do is bribe some weaklings in positions of regulation and lawmaking. That's all they have to do is bribe those guys, and they get their way, and they have been for
that's centuries. You know what that's called, right? Representation without taxation. You know, they can buy Congress and not have to pay taxes. Yeah.
And treason. And who was it that said, we've got the best Congress money can buy? I believe that was Will Rogers. David, thank you so much for your call.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.